And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. Hey, if you have any questions during the course of the show or any time after the show, send those my way to askandy@luinc.com. I want to get that out of the way early in the show. I got a good show, by the way, for you. I get one of those questions I do get. When are prices, Andy, when do you think prices in the housing market are going to drop? When is the bottom going to drop out for the housing market? When is the next foreclosure wave going to come? You know, these are people that are, you can't see me, I'm wringing my hands a little bit like Scrooge McDuck might do, right? Real estate investors looking for that next great investment opportunity. Why are we looking for these at all? If you're new to the show, why are we investing in single family houses as well as apartments? Well, a number of reasons. We want to create cash flow and we want to build equity. And it's that cash flow in particular right now that can be a big help, because as we keep seeing, inflation won't go away. Things keep costing more. And you can go out and buy one single family house and create anywhere from $200 to $600 per month in extra cash flow. How would that help you? How would that help you? Helps a lot of people. Thing is, you don't stop with one. Then you do another after that. Before you know it, you have $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month in passive income. I'm going to ask you a question, get you thinking here. Let's say you inherit a house. What would you do if you got this house, fell in your lap? Hang on to it? Yeah, needs work, fix it up. Yeah, let's do that. Maybe get it fixed up, rent it out. Hey, now you're an accidental landlord. Do you know what you're doing? Maybe let your kids or your grandkids or some other family member live in it. Now, maybe that house that you've inherited, it's a newer build, 2010 to maybe the 2020s. Hey, that's great. New, sparkling, ready to go. But maybe it's a little bit older. The median age right now of the housing stock is right about 1980s. So maybe it's a 1980s build. But what if it's even older? What if it's a 1950s? Ooh, or a great early 1900s Tudor house. You know, my very first house that my wife and I bought as our personal residence when we lived in Omaha, Nebraska, it was a beautiful Tudor. Wow. We keep talking about that thing. I want to go back and snap that up. But what if it's something that old? Maybe the house is in great shape, like we talked about. Maybe it's in great shape structurally and just needs some updating. Replace that old shag carpet. Maybe update the tile floors and repaint. Heck, you and some friends could knock out the paint over a long weekend, couldn't you? Now, what if it gets to be something a little more extensive and maybe a little more expensive? All those old appliances need to go. Ooh, it's getting a little more costly now. Might even run into supply chain issues. I was looking at a rehab estimate from one of my contractors, and going back years ago, he'd always get the same type of appliances. And in his latest bid, there's a cautionary footnote in there that may or may not be this brand, and may or may not be available at time of predicted install due to, yeah, they're still there, supply chain issues. What if the other mechanicals are dated? The water heater, the HVAC, the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Yeah, I had to replace my AC middle of the summer last year. That was a pretty penny. So we're getting more and more expensive. Maybe there's even more going on. What if the windows are all old, especially on those 50s builds? I've replaced those. How much is it to replace windows? Don't forget the framing and the sheetrock and everything that follows behind that. What about the roof? Needed replacing 5 years ago. You're seeing water stains on the sheetrock inside the house. Never mind what's going on in the attic with that old, now damp insulation. Structural issues, foundation. We see that a lot here in Texas. And of course, with foundation repair comes what? Plumbing repair, sewer line replacement. Especially if it's that old cast iron. But typically there's quite a lot going on. You know, I look at a lot of investment property. I buy single family houses. I invest in apartments as well. But I'm really thinking about single family properties at the moment. And I've seen bids that go up to north of 100K. Now, these might be older properties, but they're not always. I have a buddy that's buying a rental property or soon to be rental property that was late 90s. And the repair estimates are still closing in on $60,000. So we're seeing a lot of work needed, even on the less, you know, we talk about a lot, the 50s build. Yeah, it's going to take a lot. But even on the newer ones, you'd be surprised when things aren't taken care of how quickly things can decay. And this plays into what I really want to get you to today, which is the next crisis and opportunity if you want to be, or if you are now, a single family rental investor. And this goes back to a show I did a couple of weeks ago. We talked about preparing the next generation for wealth transfer, preparing your heirs so they know what to do when the situation arises, so they're not caught off guard by this decrepit house, preparing for that wealth transfer. And I mentioned a statistic then, there are $84 trillion that are expected to transfer from boomers, from the boomer generation, over the next two decades. And a lot of that wealth is going to go to their kids, and a lot of their kids are millennials. This is going to play into our conversation. And it happens to be that a lot of that wealth is tied up in real estate, their personal houses. We've seen a lot of big jumps in value over the last decade or so. In fact, 25.7% of boomers' wealth is in real estate. Of all their wealth, that is the biggest piece of the pie. That is the biggest piece of their wealth pie. So let's just say 25%. 25% of $84 trillion, that means about 21.6%, or excuse me, $21.6 trillion in real estate is going to transfer hands. Another source, just to verify this was on Fortune magazine. Back in 2023, they put a value to the boomers' wealth in houses. They put it at $18 trillion. So that might have gone up since then. And whether we're talking $18 trillion or $21 trillion, I don't think it matters. It's a big, big number. U.S. debt by comparison, by the way, just recently hit $34.5 trillion. But that aside, a lot of real estate, a lot of wealth in real estate is going to change hands. And the question naturally should follow, well, what is the condition? What is the condition of that housing stock? You know, a number of years ago, one of my elder family passed, and they were in a condo on the east coast of Florida, and that got transferred. I can't tell you how many heirs were part of this inheritance. I was one, and it was not in good shape. It was not good. I was already an investor. I said to my wife, this is something we could really go in and fix up and capitalize on, but none of the other heirs wanted to touch it. Too much work, no time, no experience, don't want to put the money in. So we let that go. You know who they let it go to? A wholesaler. Yeah, somebody that finds these things off market, buys them, and then sells them to investors. So what do you think is going to happen if that housing stock is in similar state of disarray? Well, here's an interesting article. This is kind of the meat of it that I want to get to with you today. This was I get a monthly magazine called Realtor. This is from the National Association of Realtors, and there's a little snippet in there. It took me to their website, and you can find this on their website. It's their online digital version of Realtor magazine. This came out in late January of 2024. This is Melissa Dittman Tracy. Authored this article, but title is Younger Buyers Want Baby Boomers to Update Their Homes. Millennials are worried they'll inherit properties in need of major renovations and repairs, which could further hamper affordability. There was a new survey underscoring this. So that's kind of what we're talking about. You inherit a house, it needs a lot of work. Millennials don't want to deal with that. They don't want to in fact, it says they're increasingly worried that baby boomers, their parents, maybe their grandparents, are staying put in their current homes. They're not updating them, and they're going to pass on not just the house, but costly renovations and repairs. And in fact, it says many baby boomers are choosing not to downsize. Right? I live in an area, a little neighborhood. It's got, you know, cookie cutter homes, some smaller ones, some bigger ones, and there's some single remaining spouses in very large houses. And they're not downsizing. They've been there for 30 plus years, 40 years, right? And what's interesting is many in this group of boomers, they were polled and they say, hey, we've really never done any renovations. We've not even replaced major appliances. You know, I bought a house a handful of years ago with the avocado green stove still in it 40 years later. It worked. Did we keep it? No, we did not. We replaced that. But boomers, they're not. They're not. In fact, there's a graph here in the same article, and it says, "Who do you have any plans to do this activity?" It's a resounding no when it comes to replacing the furnace. No. Over 80% said, forget it. Not going to do it. The furnace, the AC, right? Not doing it. What about the roof? No. Over 80% say, not going to do it. What about exterior work on the siding, the trim? No. Not going to do it. What about addressing safety items? No. Not going to do it. Any other major renovations, think cosmetic. No, not going to do it. Over 78% said not going to do it. replacing those appliances, same thing. No, over 67%. Any major landscaping, you got it. No. Look, we've been here for 30 years. We've gotten used to those sheetrock cracks. We've gotten used to the floor being out of level. Yeah, I know it's kind of a jungle out there, but I don't really have the money right now to fix it. Healthcare costs are up. Insurance costs are up. Property tax costs are up. But their children are saying, please, please take care of this before it lands in my lap. In fact, to quote the article here, researchers say this could become a nightmare scenario for millennials who may inherit or purchase these, quote, time capsule homes. Now, what may be a nightmare scenario for them takes me back to the show opener. That sounds like opportunity to me. But the same thing that the generation that's living in those homes, not downsizing, not updating, not fixing things that need to be fixed, the reason they're not doing that in part is the cost. And the millennials will have the same issue. Inherited that house that has all that scope of work I just walked through at the start of the show, still a problem for them. Don't have the money. Don't have the know-how. What are we going to do? Again, quote, the housing market is caught in a generational tug of war. Millennials will face the surprise of homes in need of major updates. We may see a crisis that will overwhelm the home improvement industry and strain the budgets of those millennials. Impacting the housing market and impacting you and I, you and me, the investor. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, send those my way. You can send those to askandy@luinc.com. And we're taking a look today, kind of a follow-up to a show 2 weeks ago where we talked about transfer, the getting your heirs ready for wealth transfer. And we know there's a lot of wealth that will change hands, and a lot of that wealth is concentrated in real estate. A lot of millennials are actually renting right now. Millennials with children comprise about a quarter of the 3-bedroom plus rentals in the United States. It's the largest share compared to any other generation. They are hanging out, waiting for what we talked about occurring over the next 20 years. Younger buyers or inheritors, in this case, want baby boomers to update their homes. But they're probably not going to get what they want. By the way, a couple of very interesting stats here. as to the housing stock itself, it says here the median age of owner-occupied houses is 40 years old. So right about late 80s, 90s. Slightly less than half of owner-occupied homes were built prior to 1980. So about half were built prior. The rest were built since. 35% were built prior to 1970. And of course, they say as homes age, their components need to be replaced or repaired to keep them sellable, which is what the point of the article is really not happening. So we're going to see a bloating, aging inventory of neglected homes that could be the next headache, the next crisis in the housing market. And that crisis for us translates to opportunity. If those millennials are not prepared to take on this inheritance, right? They inherit that house that I described at the start of the show that needs all this work. Well, what happens to that inventory? If they don't have the money to fix it up, or if they don't have the skill set to put in the sweat equity to fix it up and just don't know how to handle it, what will they do? Same thing my relatives did with that condo in Florida. Didn't want to deal with it. They dumped it at wholesale prices. We sold that thing for 50 cents on the dollar. I can tell you it didn't need another 20 cents to get it fixed up and ready for the market. Somebody made a killing on that. It was not us. But that is what's going to happen. A lot of this inventory is going to get dumped. And it's typically not going to be just a single heir situation. It will be like us. It'll be five kids plus some grandkids here, whatever the line of inheritance runs in your state. And I'll tell you personally, as an investor myself in single family houses, some of my best purchases have been from people in these situations. Lots of heirs, lots of work needed, no vision, no desire to take on the project, no understanding, no knowledge, possibly no money, no time. So when the Realtor magazine says the next big headache for the housing market is a bloated, aging inventory of neglected homes, I see that coming. I see that coming. Now, it may be trickling over the course of that two-decade span that we talked about, but too, I don't see that as a headache or a crisis, but rather as an opportunity. But you have to be prepared when the opportunity presents itself. Whether that opportunity arises in the form of an inheritance to you, you've received this house from your parents, your grandparents, whoever has passed, or in the form of those heirs that you happen to know dumping an unwanted property, or a wholesaler. A lot of the inherited properties that I've bought have been by way of wholesalers. They've figured out, maybe by way of the courts, the probate courts, they figured out where these inherited houses are going, get them under contract, sell them to me. Great, I'll take them. Or it may simply be discounted listings in the MLS. Some of these will go to realtors, they'll put that online, market that online in the MLS and so forth. And those listings will be discounted due to the condition. No matter where that opportunity presents itself, we know the millennials, right? Speaking broadly, painting with a broad brush, I know, doesn't go for everybody. Same is true for baby boomers, but millennials are not ready. But my question to you then is, are you? Are you prepared? Are you ready for this opportunity? And the problem for millennials is they're sitting on the sidelines waiting for these properties, and they don't have the money to do the updating either, if and when these fall into their laps. So what will their recourse be? They're going to have to dump these things. They're going to have to unload them. And again, without the proper knowledge, without really the understanding of what goes into renovating a single family house, whether it's built in the 1900s, the 1950s, the 1990s, or the 2010s, it doesn't matter, right? If they don't have the knowledge, they have no understanding of the cost. And in their brains, that cost, it explodes. It's huge. And it probably is huge for them, because the places they go to get their repairs done are not the places where we as investors go to get ours done. We're able to get wholesale pricing, especially if you are a member at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm looking at our Lifestyles website right now, and I'm looking specifically at the vendor marketplace. That's the first place I go if I'm going into a new city, a new municipality, a new part of Texas, a new part of the country, because we are investing across the country right now. I'll go there to see who is the latest and greatest general contractor. Who is that painter? Who is that roofer that I need to talk to? And I know that I'm not going to be charged an arm and a leg for that work. Why do they do that? Well, they're getting a lot of volume, right? They're getting a lot of volume for as vendors working with and on the team of so many single-family investors. So we built a team, right? As an educated, you become an educated investor. I think that's the key now. Millennial inherits that house, doesn't know what to do, dumps it. You inherit a house or you buy it from that millennial that's dumping it on off market in a hurry, get rid of it. You know what to do because you have an education and you need to be educated so that you know what you're doing when it does come to those structural repairs or having that roof replaced or sizing that AC unit properly. Yeah, these are all things that we talk about. You know, another thing I'm looking at right here on the Lifestyles portal, our single family documents, and we have our single family road trips, a lot of opportunity where we can go and learn. There's single family education all online that I can do, as well as lots of in-person and virtual events. Whatever it is I need to know and learn, I have it right here. I have it right here. And over a decade plus of doing this, I have zero background before. Had a house landed in my lap 15 years ago, I wouldn't have known what to do with it either. But as soon as I became a member and started diving in, a lot of veils started getting pulled back. A lot of understanding came to bear for me. Oh, I don't need to be out there leveling the foundation. I don't need to be out there painting that house. Here's the team. So you get educated in the process. You get educated in how to build that very team. And we give you the resources to help you build that team, in fact. So team is extremely important. Education is extremely important. And network as well. And I can tell you, as members at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have countless opportunities to get together, shake hands, see how the business is going, exchange who is that latest and greatest general contractor that you're now using, by the way. Thank you very much. Or plumber or handyman. Right? It feeds this virtuous circle. And we as networked investors, we all continue to grow. So going back to my question, are you ready? What does that mean? That means a lot of things. It means being educated. I think that's probably the most important place for you to start. Get an education. Whether it's with Lifestyles Unlimited or some other organization, understand and learn what goes into buying, renovating, and renting, leasing single-family houses. That's what we do. We buy houses, we fix them up, we hold on to them. We're not flipping these. And we're not flipping these because of the number of benefits we get from real estate. One of the biggest is the cash flow. But you got to hang on to the house in order to enjoy the cash flow. And we teach you how to do that. Right? We also help you teach you how to get your finances in order. Whether that's you're about to inherit that house or you're about to buy that house that a millennial is dumping at fire sale prices, you do need to have your finances in order. You need to have spoken with lenders. That's being ready. Already have that pre-approval ready to go. Especially if that seller decides to list it on the MLS, that listing agent's going to want to see your pre-approval. Can you actually buy this dump? It's not going to qualify for conventional insured financing. How are you going to buy it? All cash, hard money? Which way? Which direction will you go? That takes an education. We talked about team, having those contractors ready to go, those very lenders that will help you through this process as part of your team. Insurance. Ooh, insurance is a big topic right now. The rates are going up and up. Make sure you are talking with a knowledgeable insurance broker that understands what we do as real estate investors. Where do I go to find those? Same place, Vendor Marketplace. Have those available to me online and when I'm out talking, networking with other investors. Who are you using now? My favorite insurance broker retired. Now what? I'm not kidding. He did. So what do we do? Right? Talk to the network. Go to the vendor marketplace. Right? We have ways to continue to build, refresh, and refresh again that team as we need to. And speaking of team, a very, very important part of my team over the years has been a mentor. And a mentor is simply somebody that's been there, done that, done it successfully can show me the path. Help me avoid the pitfalls. They may or may not have hit those pitfalls themselves, but as mentors, they've talked to who knows how many hundreds, thousands of other members that are doing that same thing. Their perspective is huge through their experience personally, as well as their experience they've picked up through other members. And we have both of those, by the way, at Lifestyles Unlimited. We are an education and mentoring group. And I can tell you, going back 12 years ago when we bought our very first rental house, I leaned, and my wife and I both leaned very heavily on those mentors. We had a lot of mental hurdles we needed help getting over. We had a lot of questions, real basic questions, roofing, you know, because again, we did not have that education. We're in the process of acquiring it. And over the years, it has become easier and easier. And over the years, we've just become better investors. And if you get started now, this is the time. Don't wait for that next crisis to begin your education. You need to start now so that you're ready. So again, when people ask me, when's the next foreclosure wave coming? I don't know. Maybe when the economy tanks. You know, when are the prices in the housing market going to drop precipitously again? I don't know. All real estate is local. They may be dropping in Austin. They're not right here where I sit in North Texas. But what I do know is that we will see this, as Realtor Magazine put it, bloated and aging inventory of neglected homes hitting the market more and more. Just a fact of life. We're aging into that next progression. And you want to be ready, right? If you want to seize that opportunity. So what I want you to do is go out to our website, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, and you can click on the free workshop button. If you've never heard of us, don't know what we do, first time catching the show, that's your place to start, is our free workshop. And if you say, hey, this is great, this is what I want to do, a lot of people do, then you become a member. Join our financial freedom program and get out to our two-day. A two-day is our financial freedom seminar. And when you go to that two-day, right, it's on a Saturday and a Sunday. Now, if you don't have weekends free, there are other options, but typically we talk about the two-day. And on Saturday, you go out and we hear all about investing in single-family houses, all those things that we just talked about. Now, are we going to get into the nitty-gritty nuts and bolts of, changing out light fixtures and appliances? No, but we'll talk broadly, and we'll get you to where you understand renovations and how that fits into the whole process. That's day one. Day two, you'll come back and we'll talk about apartments. Now, a lot of people come back and hear us talk about apartments and say, that is what I want to do. So that's something you have to figure out. That's part of getting ready, by the way. Figuring out just what is it I want to do. What are my goals? Am I trying to achieve cash flow so I can get out of the job I hate? Am I trying to build equity for that next generation? As we talked about 2 weeks ago, what are my goals? What is my financial firepower? What can I do? What do I want to do? Very important questions, but you can help figure that out as you go, when you attend the two-day financial freedom seminar. Single family apartments. By the way, it doesn't have to be one or the other. You can do both. We do both. You can too. So again, I think there's big opportunity on the horizon. I think we're starting to see it now. I'm seeing a lot of houses hit my inbox from the Lifestyles Realty team that do need a lot of work. It doesn't matter if it's a 50s build or older, or something built in the 2000s. We're seeing stuff that is ready to go, needs some renovations first, but then we'll make a great rental property, we'll hit my cash flow goals, hit my equity goals, and bring me closer to financial freedom if you're not there already. But you got to get started. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, check out our free workshop, and hope to see you at the two-day seminar. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.